Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Biden administration is freezing remaining old-growth timber sales in the Tongass National Forest and will pivot to investing in other sectors of Southeast Alaska's economy. The move is a reversal of pro-harvest policies pushed by the Trump administration. Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports.
A statement from the U.S. Department of Agriculture detailed what's called the Southeast Alaska Sustainability Strategy. It says the federal government will invest $25 million and work with tribes, communities, and Alaska Native corporations to provide technical assistance for projects and employment programs in the region. Conservationists like Trout Unlimited's Austin Williams at Anchorage says these on-the-ground investments will be greatly welcomed.
These are going to be projects that are going to offer real benefits to communities, offer real benefits to, you know, contractors that are doing the work on the ground, and ultimately are going to, you know, improve forest health conditions. So this is something that we've needed for a long time and that, you know, really is welcome news.
Alaska's Republican governor isn't welcoming it. In a statement, Governor Mike Dunleavy accused President Biden of trying to throw Alaskans out of work and harming small business. The USDA noted that the Tongass has global significance as the largest intact temperate rainforest in the world. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
Governor Dunleavy convened his cabinet in Fairbanks yesterday. It was the first time in 18 months that Dunleavy brought together State Department commissioners for an in-person meeting. Prior to the closed-door session, the governor told reporters that the trip to Fairbanks was also to engage with local leaders and business people as the state slowly comes out of the pandemic.
What has this pandemic done to your entity, to your business, to your people, and how that impact, is it short term and will it go back to where it was? Is it midterm or is it a long term shift?
Dunleavy said they heard some common theme concerns from business people, including product and worker shortages.
A strange distortion in which there's a lot of people, quote, unemployed, but there's a lot of jobs that are going unfilled and everyone's trying to make sense of it.
The governor stressed the importance of state government leaders getting out from behind their desks and talking to Alaskans.
To get the feedback now, real time, as opposed to just assume that the pandemic is kind of over for us in state government, so therefore we're all going to get back to the way it was, I think misses a huge opportunity.
Governor Dunleavy noted that Alaska is not alone, as other states are experiencing similar opportunities and challenges. Alaska Department of Public Safety Commissioner James Cockrell says he's confident that law enforcement will catch whoever's responsible for a string of recent arson attacks in the Two Rivers Pleasant Valley area.
I'm confident in the troopers, the FBI, and other agencies involved. We're gonna solve this case.
Cockrell was in Fairbanks yesterday for the governor's cabinet meeting and also planned to visit the Two Rivers Pleasant Valley community.
Based on what I saw today, we've got all the right resources directed all the right ways, and this will come to an end.
Cockrell would not disclose any details of the investigation, including whether suspects have been identified.
All I can tell you, to the bottom of my heart, I know that we're doing the right things right now, and we're going to get this fixed, and somebody's going to go to jail for this.
State troopers, the state fire marshal's office, and the FBI are investigating five arson fires that have damaged or destroyed structures in the Two Rivers Pleasant Valley area over the last 2 months. The cause of another fire that leveled an area home Monday has yet to be determined. A Fairbanks man has died of injuries suffered in a head-on collision on Chena Hot Springs Road. Alaska State Troopers report that 79-year-old Bill Williams was driving near mile 1.5 Chena Hot Springs Road after 7 Tuesday night when his pickup truck was hit by an SUV that crossed the center line. Troopers say Williams and the two occupants of the SUV were taken to the hospital. Williams was declared dead after being medevaced on to an Anchorage area hospital. Alaska's latest surge in COVID-19 cases has put Sitka at the front of the pack in Southeast, with 60 new infections in the last week alone. Emergency officials say the case spike is driven by unvaccinated residents. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Sitka is putting up numbers that previously haven't been seen during the pandemic. A total of 6 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 in 2021. Just last week, 15 people were admitted to the Mount Edgecombe Medical Center. There have been 474 total cases of COVID-19 during the entire pandemic, 60 of them just last week. Dr. Elliot Brule, Chief Medical Officer for the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, says this reflects the reality of the Delta variant combined with groups of people who are still highly susceptible because they choose to remain unvaccinated.
It's really been centered in three clusters or groups of people who have chosen not to get vaccinated and also chosen to associate closely with one another.
The Mount Edgecombe Medical Center has 25 acute care beds. Brule said that search was bumping up against capacity during the current surge, but the organization's contingency planning at the beginning of the pandemic was proving effective. 21 of the 87 COVID cases reported in Sitka since June were among vaccinated individuals, and most of those were asymptomatic. Only one vaccinated patient was hospitalized for additional treatment. Sitka's vaccination rate is fairly high, with 66% of the eligible population fully vaccinated. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
Canadian authorities say they'll lift a pandemic-era ban on cruise ships in the country's waters, but KRBD reports that it won't happen until after the end of Alaska's 2021 cruise season. The decision means cruise ships could again sail from Vancouver and Victoria to Alaska in 2022. A Fairbanks North Star Bureau Pandemic Recovery and Long-Term Economic Development Plan was shared with local business owners this week. A consultant presented the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy to the Greater Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce. And as KiwiSea's Robin reports, the plan is out for public review.
The borough's Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy, or CEDS, was last updated in 2016. Shelley Wade of Agnubec Consulting is the project manager for the update.
This process is really the opportunity to identify projects, so very specific projects, and make recommendations that help businesses to really create more and better paying jobs.
Wade says the plan should get input from everyone in the community to help develop resilience in the future.
Four times when significant events like the pandemic happen, what plans do we have in place to adapt and be able to adjust in a really nimble way?
The CEDS brings the private, public, and nonprofit sectors together to develop a locally based, regionally driven economic development plan. Wade says it provides a guideline for local government and community action. It's typical in this kind of plan, she said, to look first at the industries that bring money into the economy, like the university and research, oil and other energy companies, healthcare, the military, mining, and of course, tourism. But she said other influencers shape the economy and the community.
We cannot forget them or dismiss them from this conversation because it's absolutely critical that we understand the community influencers.
She listed communications, housing, quality of life, such as culture and recreation, transportation, and utilities.
And those are really the supportive foundations or those pieces that key sectors, they really rely on those to grow and flourish.
Wade says the team is currently collecting data and research on the local economy. In the meantime, they've already started to meet with businesses in the tourism, mining, and agriculture sectors and will continue with stakeholder meetings through the fall. They're also trying to find businesses that aren't historically part of the local economic base.
Think about an economic portfolio for the Fairbanks North Star Borough and the interior that is not overly reliant on one sector.
The team updating the plan are scheduling community open houses this fall, leading up to an economic summit early next year. Comments can be made on the borough's Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy website, fnsbseds.com. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
And I'm Dan Bross.